Welcome to Stories of Change and Creativity. I'm Judy Oscom, a professor in the School of Journalism and Mass Communication at Texas State University. On this episode, I interview Katie Oliveira. The name of her company is Collegehood Advice. Katie is an expert on college success. Her popular Collegehood Advice podcast, coaching sessions, resources, and presentations work together to create a 21st century toolkit that teaches students how to maximize their college experience and create a meaningful life. We talked about the current challenges with the coronavirus, and she offers some timely advice for our graduating college seniors.
My background is also in higher ed. I was an academic advisor for many, many years, and then an academic success coach. And finally, I became an administrator. I was the associate director of a first-year advising department and supervised 8 academic advisors and success coaches to help students transition to the college experience. And I've worked with thousands of students from all around the world on their integration into college, how to be successful at college. And I always struggled to find high quality resources that I could refer students to, just like I would a textbook or a website or anything, right? At some point, we moved away from worksheets, right? And we needed multimedia options that were generated by experts. And so I think student experiences are really important and powerful. And there are a lot of amazing student bloggers and podcasters and YouTubers out there talking about the college experience. But the challenge with that is it's only from that particular student's perspective. They don't have the width of experience, seeing different ways that students move through the experience. They don't have the expertise and understanding of college student development and the college experience from an expert level. They can only share their own experience. And I just found over and over again, students would come in and either feel bad because their experience wasn't like the influencers they were observing, or they would do terrible things like sleep an hour, study an hour, sleep an hour, study an hour, because I saw it on some blog or some podcast. So I decided to start a website, a podcast, a place online to share and curate resources and expertise from all dimensions of the college experience to help students thrive during this experience and to do it in an intentional way that helps set them up for the amazing lives that they want to lead once they graduate.
Well, and I always think that, you know, they've gone K through 12 and then they get to college and it's a whole new world. And navigating that, I think, is the challenge. That's the adventure, but it's the challenge. And I'm so grateful to find your site. I think it really gives us some good guidance and some good tips. I have a college student in the next room, since we're doing everything online. And I just have found some really great resources. And I think recently, you've done sort of what do they do during COVID? And I think that's something I wanted to check with you about. What are you advising for students who are looking for internships or jobs during this crazy time period?
Some of the feedback that I'm receiving from students is feeling like this is just a big old waste, that everything's been lost. My semester's been lost. I've been robbed. This has been ripped away from me. I don't know what's going to happen in my future. I'm so worried. And I think that all of those feelings are valid. So I don't want to not minimize those emotions. I think that they are all normal responses to this kind of situation. And we're even having them. I've even had those moments. But I think once you have that emotional response, then it becomes up to you and what you're going to do with that information. And you have choices. You can take action. You can either have it be all or nothing, right? You can decide that, I'm going to throw in the towel. This is a waste. And you can lose this time in your life. And you don't know how much life you have to live. There's a lot of uncertainty always. It's just amplified and we're more aware of it right now. And so if we think about it that way, of today is the only day that I have to live. And this is time for me to prepare myself for my future. And I squander it watching Netflix because I feel like this is a waste. How am I going to feel about that? How's my future self going to feel about that? Is my future self going to be like, what did you do? You could have done all these things. Now we really are behind. because we don't know what the world's going to look like moving forward. And so what I say to this is planning is a part of preparation, because things often don't go to plan. And the other elements of preparation that are wildly important are the things that allow us to be flexible and pivotable and to show up in the moment when our plans don't go to plan. And so I say, you know, give yourself compassion and space during this time to slow down and reflect and take care of yourself. But there are also some really tangible things that you can be doing. And you don't have to do all of these things, but there are some things that you can be doing during this time to educate yourself, gain experience, and prepare yourself for future opportunities. So some of those things might be doing remote internship, remote research opportunities, which I know for many are surprised that those are available, but and then also things like service are still available opportunities, especially if you're healthy, and doing things to better yourself, grow your knowledge base, build a network, connect with other people, follow your curiosity, right? These are all really important things that when you sit in an interview or you determine what your next best steps are in your life, you're going to need that information to make good educated decisions. And now's a fantastic time to do some of that stuff.
You know, it seems like if someone would have told us that you're going to have 2 or 3 months of time, we would have been very excited about all the things we're going to do. And then it hits us like a brick. What do you say to our new graduates too, that are getting out into a marketplace that's really uncertain right now?
Yeah, I think one of the things that I think a lot about at College Hood is pushing back on the narrative that I think we've been told that our pathways are linear. And this is a 20th, I stole this from a colleague, but this is a 20th century idea that I'm going to graduate from the top of my high school class. I'm going to get admitted to a really name brand fancy school. I'm going to pick the right major. I'm going to graduate in 4 years. And if I follow those steps, I tick those boxes and everything goes to plan and I control every little detail, I'm going to live a safe, secure, successful life. Because at the end of the day, we all enter the college experience to live a safe, secure, successful life. But if you talk to people who are 30, 40, sometimes who have check those boxes and follow those formulas, you find that once they start to live that life, they feel very dissatisfied. They feel that there's still uncertainty, that they're not in alignment with themselves, that they've settled, that they don't like the work that they do. And I know when we're young, we're just graduating from college, it's easy to think that's not going to happen to me. But if you follow the same steps as those that have come before you, it's likely that it can happen to you. So that's an aside, all to say that the way that I like to think about it, instead of the 20th century model of ticking off the boxes to lead to a professional job, is that in the 21st century model, there are projections that are saying that you are going to have more opportunity than ever before to do work that relies on your gifts. And so that's scary. But it's also amazing, because what that means is you are going to be able to do things that are in alignment with your interests, your curiosity, your talents, your passions, what you want to contribute to the world. And so I think for graduates who are just now graduating and feel uncertainty, you're not the first graduating class to ever experience this. I've seen this before in Katrina when people were displaced, or in 9/11 when people were displaced, or in the recession of 2008, or even the dot-com bubble burst all the way back in 2000. There have been multiple moments where a graduating class believes they're entering one world and they enter another world. And every single one of those graduating classes, right? Those people are adults living lives, doing things that are making money and supporting their families. And so the key here is thinking about what do you bring to the table and how can you pivot? How can you be flexible? Always, always, always. Because this was going to come, like this uncertainty, this shift in the economy was coming anyway. It's just become much quicker and much faster, which makes it harder to respond to. But I think in your early 20s, it's okay to have uncertainty. It's okay not to walk into the career for your entire life. It's okay to have a job. I mean, what I graduated, I had, I don't know, 5 jobs that were not what I wanted to do before I actually landed a professional job. And then I hated that professional job and went to grad school. And it took me a little while to figure out my place because I had to experience different things. And so I think that's okay. That's a long-winded sort of convoluted way to say that it's okay to have uncertainty. The trick here is knowing who you are and what you bring to the table and where you can fit those things in any given moment in time for the course of your whole entire life.
I love that. I love, love, love that. I have a graduating senior right now in college. And I think you're exactly spot on about the path. The path is a winding path and it's individual. And I really wish, and of course, it took me a few years to realize this too, because I was trying to tick all the boxes too. And I think life doesn't come with an instruction manual. And I think that's sort of what you're saying is be open to the changes, but be aware of your own gifts and talents. And I could talk about that all day. I think that's something students don't hear enough.
Well, I mean, if we think about it, there half of, I think the projections are that half of the jobs that these folks who are in college right now are going to ultimately work don't exist yet. So I can think about that from my own experience. Podcasting was not an option when I graduated. If you were to tell my 22-year-old self that I was going to own a business and be a podcaster and produce a show and talk to folks like you, Judy, I would have looked at you like you have 3 heads. These things were not on the horizon. But what happened was I started to sort of take my next best step that was in alignment with my particular knowledge, skills, experience, network at every given moment, and doors that I really wanted to be open closed, and doors that I never anticipated opening opened, and opportunities that I never imagined would come my way did. And I sort of followed those breadcrumbs when they felt like they matched me. And that led me to where I am today. And every single experience I've had, even the ones that seemed like I got off track or that seemed like a waste, like working at the Olive Garden for 3 years, I have golden nuggets that impact my work that I take from every little random experience I've ever had. And those all mix up together to create me. And in an economy that's based on you being self-employed and jobs that don't exist yet, and you being able to showcase your talent, all of those little quirky experiences and that accumulation of random things is what's going to differentiate you. And so I say, think about how you can leverage every single experience that you have, because this is a collective experience. And when you go out into the world, people are going to want to know, what did you do during this time? How did this time impact you? We all have sort of the same starting line. And so those of us who learned from this time, grew during this time, made during this time, are going to have something else to show for the time than those of us that didn't. Now, I don't want to say that if you aren't able to do that during this time, don't beat yourself up. I mean, there are people dealing with real crisis, right? Health crisis, family crisis, financial crisis. And when we are in crisis, we need to pay attention to that crisis. And if you had a crisis during this time, that's your story to tell. I overcame and lived through this crisis. This is how I problem solved that. But if you aren't living through a crisis and you just are safe at home, you know, think about that and what you can do with this blank slate that you've been given.
I'm a StrengthsFinder coach, a Gallup coach, and I really have found value in having students take StrengthsFinder so they can learn how they can use their best talents. And I think it really is valuable. I think speaking of your path and how one door closed, another door opened. What's a little known fact that you might want to share with our listeners about Katie?
About me?
You wouldn't mind sharing, yes.
Oh, there's so many. You know, I think part of, you asked at the very beginning why I do this work, and I gave you the answer of a college administrator. But there's another side to that story. I also do this work because I was the student who needed this resource. Not only was I the educator and the professional who needed this resource, I was the student who needed this resource. I changed my major 7 times. When I graduated from my very expensive undergraduate degree from Baylor University here in Texas, I signed up for culinary school. I did not end up going because I looked at that price tag and I looked at the jobs and I was like, this is a hobby, not what I want to do. And so I think that my road was really meandering. It's very easy to look at a website online and pictures on Instagram and be like, Katie has it all together. Her stuff is sharp and she knows what she's talking about. And look at everything she's done. When the reality is I've sort of stumbled through and made my way here too. And I think that's the little known fact, is that sometimes we see people and you don't think about, you know, when I was 18, I was pre-med and I passed out in a lab and realized I didn't have the stomach for it. And then I was classics because I liked the professor who was in charge of that department. And then I was a history major. And then I was a cocktail waitress and I tried to go to culinary school and I got married at 21 and divorced by 25. Like I've done so many crazy things and learn from those mistakes. And all of those mistakes, your message, your mission is often in your mess. So don't underestimate that. I think that if I didn't have that mess, I wouldn't have as much to pull from. I wouldn't have as much compassion.
well, I love that. Your message is in your mess. I love that.
I heard that somewhere. I did not make that up, it's very important to remember that, because I think sometimes we want to hide our mess. We're embarrassed by it. I think that vulnerability, that accepting that, you know what, I didn't have it all figured out. And I still don't have it figured out, but this is what life has taught me. And I can show, I'm a couple steps ahead of you. And so I can show you the way, at least to this point.
What do you see for collegehood advice in the future?
I would love to be like the go-to resource on every college campus in the country. I would love that. I would be so thrilled if every college student had this as a resource to listen to. And if we could even come, hopefully one day when we all can actually be together, even come to college campuses as a speaker to talk to students about these things, that's where I'd like us to go, have live shows and be a resource to augment the great work that's already happening on college campuses to help them focus on the coaching and the mentoring and allow us to be a resource, a content resource.
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. And I think partnering with career centers and career services, as well as the counseling services. So much of your material is not just about schedules and achievement. It's about the college, you know, that person going to college, the individual. It looks like, you know, you really try and hit mind, body, and soul.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah. Because I really believe that you go to college to personally and professionally develop, and you are not a robot. You are not a work robot. You are a whole person. You have an emotional self, a cognitive self, and a physical self, and you bring that with you to college and through your life. And so I think that you have to have an alignment with who you are and where you want to grow and what you want to do. That has to be an alignment to get the most out of this experience. And so we often say, like, do college intentionally or make the most of this experience. And what I mean by that is truly use it. It is a giant investment. And I've watched so many students just passively pay lots of tuition dollars and struggle to like tick the boxes, get their courses done, and hang out with friends. And they leave so much of the personal and professional development on the table. And then they walk away and they're like, ooh, I didn't do all the things I needed to do. And that's what I mean by make the most of the experiences, to go through it and intentionally think about how can I use this experience to personally and professionally develop myself so that I am preparing for opportunities in the future.
The kicker is the growth mindset. And how do you deal with students that might not realize that they're going to have to change some of their mindset as well?
Oh, mindset is so challenging, but mindset, you're exactly right. Mindset is so important. And a lot of what we do is about getting in the right growth mindset. And so if you are fixed and you believe that you can't get better, that you don't believe that you're not evolving, then it's hard to grow. So I think the first step is becoming aware that you are a person who can change and grow and evolve. And one way to do that is to share the information. A lot of students, especially, have never been exposed to these ideas, don't know, have been told how they are, and have developed a persona around them by well-meaning friends and family who have pigeonholed them into certain talents. And they are now in an experience where some of those personas are going to be challenged. And so I think just by getting exposed to these ideas, which is part of what I like to do, every episode starts with a definition. And I think sometimes people are like, don't you think that's a little bit patronizing? I'm like, no, because I'm that kid who I'm like, what does this word mean? I think I know what it means, but I actually have a misconception, but I don't want to ask anybody. So I always start with the definition. I always start with why it's important and what the misconceptions are, because I think that we get a lot of misinformation and we're just not aware sometimes of how our mindset impacts us, how we think about our world, how aware we are, our self-talk, our consciousness, our mind. This week's episode's on mindfulness. So these concepts that are kind of thrown around in the whirlpool of the internet that are super important to growth, you know, young people especially, aren't always exposed to what these things truly mean. And so I think that that's the most important thing, is just building awareness and exposure to the ideas, and then letting through experience the student come to it on their own when they're ready.
Do you think college and education can be a great equalizer, where all students can come together and they all have an equal shot? I don't know that students really realize that the opportunity they can gain by going to, you know, higher education. Of course, I'm a big fan.
I think to your point that sometimes students ask the question, is college still a thing? And I think especially right now, people are having that conversation. Is college still a thing? Should I take a gap year? Should I still go to college? Should I still go away to college? And I, in my professor teaching life, taught American history and U.S. social problems. And we looked at the stats. And if you look at the statistics, it is clear that across gender, race, background, that if you have a college education, you have a higher income and you have lower unemployment. It's just across the board. That is just the statistics. And I often think about, where is that idea, that mythology about, is college still a thing? Where does that come from? And I think that it is a privilege. If you have resources where you can move your socioeconomic level up without an education, then probably you have some level of privilege. You have some level of resources. You had a really great, grammar school education. You have a network, right? And so I think that believing that you can be wildly successful without educating yourself. Now, I don't think it has to necessarily be a traditional college education. I think there's a lot of ways to educate yourself.
Right.
But without educating yourself, without doing the work to gain experience and exposure, that's kind of a sense of privilege. You can, I think that if you, for every influencer on Instagram that you see making big bucks, there are hundreds of thousands of them who are not. And so you have to keep that in mind. So I guess the thing is that you have to do the work. And college is an excellent way to get every single thing you need to launch your life if you do it well and strategically, it's a really great incubator. It's not the only one, but it's a really great incubator. You can get knowledge, you can get experience, you can get exposure, you can build your network, you can get mentoring, you can get resources in one concentrated, guided way that I think is really unique. There are ways to do it without the guidance of a university, and there are a lot of other ways to do it because I know that not everyone, there's not a one size fit all. There's a lot of ways to get it done. But I think college is really, really a great way. And I think the statistics are there to bear that out. It moves people forward.
It's going to be interesting how much higher ed changes with all of this now moving forward and the cost and everything combining with COVID and what people will seek out now to really spend their time and money.
Yeah, I'm curious about that too. And of course, I think it's hard for us to guess where we're going, but I think that it bears out that even in an economy where you're self-employed and self-made, you provide a product, you create a service, you have to be wildly knowledgeable about what it is you're producing. You have to be knowledgeable about the content you're providing, the service you're providing, the marketing, the business, the communication, the networking. You have to be able to present yourself. You have to be able to communicate in the written and speaking communication, multiple different kinds of communication. And so even if you're self-made, you still have to create your world, and that relies on knowledge, experience, exposure, skill sets, strengths. And so I think that it's important to remember that even as things shift and navigate, which is why I ask you to focus on those things, because even as the economy shifts and we have to navigate those changes in higher ed, and maybe the resources that higher ed provides us shift, or the way those resources are delivered shifts, or the cost of those resources shifts, you're still going to need to educate yourself somewhere in some way to be really successful.
I totally agree. And I just see that a lot will change, but a lot will stay the same because of just that. And Katie, I want to thank you for joining us today. And you have a great website, great resources, good information that a lot of our students and faculty can use.
Thank you so much for inviting me on. I really appreciate it. I love talking, as you can tell. So
You do great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Stories of Change and Creativity. Check out the show notes for more information about this episode. You can find this podcast on any of your favorite streaming platforms. Please subscribe, leave a review, and share this podcast with a friend. If you have a story to tell or know someone who does, reach out to me at judyoscom.com or drjudyoscom@gmail.com. That's drjudyoscom@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.